This is PolitiFact Florida. I am Steve Newborn. The candidates for Florida governor have left the starting gate, and the claims are already starting to muddy up the track. Case in point, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam is making the rounds of the hustings, promoting his vocational technical plan. During a recent stop in Orlando, he made this point.
Nobody's telling our students that welders are coming out of their tech schools at $28 an hour. They're not telling them that pipe fitters are making six figures while their friends are getting a degree in European art history with $70,000 in student loan debt.
Let's talk about that possibly inflated claim with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Allison. But something tells me that you're not going to make $28 an hour right out of school, especially with a welding torch in your hand.
Yeah, Putnam's overstating the case here a little bit. We rated this claim half true. It's unlikely someone just starting out as a welder or pipe fitter will make as much as Putnam said. That said, people who work in the industry say it's possible to make that much depending on the industry you choose, the amount of training you get, if you work overtime. There are a lot of factors that can really affect how much you end up getting paid. But right out of college, $28 an hour for a welder seemed a little high. We spoke to some industry specialists for welding. They say starting out, you could look to make anywhere from $12 an hour up to $20 an hour. And then if you get additional certifications for welding, like you can get an education certification so you can teach welding to other people. Those are the type of moves that will really get you to that $28 an hour mark. Pipe fitters making six figures. We heard anecdotal evidence that that is the case. People in the industry said, yes, I know tons of people who are pipe fitters making six figures. But once again, it really depends on the industry you're entering into as a pipe fitter, what kind of certification you're getting. You can go to technical school, you can go the union route. So everything considered, we rated this half true.
Going the union route, something tells me that Adam Putnam, who comes from a line of citrus farmers, isn't touting the union line either here.
No, he's really just talking about the kind of 12 to 15 month technical and vocational training you would get. The union route is 4 years, sometimes even longer.
Bottom line, it takes years to get to that bottom line.
Yeah,
right?
Bottom line is there's an opportunity to make this much, but saying that that would happen right after you leave school is kind of overstating the case.
All right, in keeping with our theme of Adam Putnam, one of his main opponents for governor, Northeast Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis, is saying this about his fellow Republican from Bartow. When he was in the Congress, he opposed putting troops on our southern border using the National Guard. Allison, this is about 10 years ago, and the border situation wasn't as politically volatile as it is now, but does DeSantis have a point here?
He has a point, but he also neglects important context like you just mentioned, so we rated it half true. Context is really important here. In 2004, Putnam did vote against an amendment that authorized the Secretary of Defense to assign members of the military under certain circumstances to assist the Department of Homeland Security in securing the border. And that's a mouthful. Basically, Putnam did vote against sending the military to the border. But the claim, what it leaves out, is Putnam's overall support of Trump's immigration policies, as well as the fact that he took several key votes in favor of border security around the same time. So, yes, he voted against this amendment, but if you look to the next month, you'll see that he voted for border security. So, really, in understanding this claim, you have to understand all of Putnam's positions on immigration and border security, not just this one 2004 vote.
Right. Different times, different claims, different situations. So it's hard to transpose what happened 10 years ago to what's happening there now.
Yeah. And experts told us that using troops to defend the border was never really a major policy consideration at that time. So we hear Trump all the time talking about doing that. In fact, in April, he said he wanted to use the National Guard at the border. But you know, in the past, it's not like we had politicians as vocal as Trump is now. So back in 2004, was this really as big of a vote? Not really.
I think what we're seeing here basically is a who can outright each other in the Republican primary and probably to the left of each other on the Democrats as well.
Yeah, I know. We've seen DeSantis also be attacked for not being conservative enough. It's an interesting thing we're seeing pop up with this governor's race.
All right. Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for helping build a wall to keep out all those bad claims.
Thanks for having me.